With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, not happy with the rescue of four Israeli hostages from terror group Hamas. The pro-Hamas group condemned the Israeli raid Saturday in Gaza that led to the rescue. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of CARE with Hamas, the Palestinian terror group. The United Arab Emirates labeled CARE a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Heavy fighting in central Somalia early Saturday morning, including numerous abductions.
Before civil war broke out in Somalia in 1991, most religious schools were run by Sufi teachers. But since then, its followers have been persecuted, first by warlords and then by al-Shabaab. The al-Qaeda-linked group has its own interpretation of Islam and has destroyed many shrines where Sufis worship their saints. Pro-Sufi militias were formed to defend their heritage, and they've also helped government forces fight al-Shabaab.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says Democrats broke a lot of rules in forcing a New York trial and conviction against former President Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president.
They know that Joe Biden can't succeed on his own. He can't defend his weak, failed record of runaway inflation, a chaotic border, and war breaking out all around the world. The only way he thinks he can beat Donald Trump is to weaponize our legal system against him.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Caitlin Clark won't attend the Paris Olympics with Team USA. According to a report, Team USA decided to leave her off the roster due to concerns that some fans would be mad about the minimal playing time she got on the team's veteran-heavy roster, and they did not want the social media backlash. Team USA's first game is set for July 29th against Japan. This is SRN News. The restoration of an iconic church cross continues, as SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant cross has been restored to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The nearly 40-foot-tall, 1.5-ton symbol is now standing atop the apse of the famous building as crews continue to repair damage from the 2019 fire. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to see Notre Dame fully restored in time for Christmas services this December. So far, the work appears to be largely on schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but there's growing backlash against the queer trans agenda in this country. 25 states now have laws banning sex change operations on kids. Some states have also barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms or competing in women's sports. There's also been efforts to ban drag performances or at least keep kids from attending them. This is SRN News. President Biden's executive orders on border security issued this week little more than window dressing that will not solve the nation's immigration crisis. That's the view of House Speaker Mike Johnson. Speaking on the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill, Johnson said the president's actions are a little more than a publicity stunt.
He wants to be able to go out and tell people that, oh, gosh, I tried to do something. He won't ever acknowledge that he is the one that created the catastrophe. It's so simple to fix, but it takes political will to do it. And as you noted, his party is divided because they have an open borders caucus effectively in the Democratic Party, and he has a real problem.
Officials in Walton County, Florida, have reopened beaches between Miramar Beach and Panama City Beach after a series of shark attacks. Three people, including a 45-year-old woman, seriously injured in separate incidents at two different beaches on Friday afternoon. Red and purple flags are now flying, signifying hazardous waters and dangerous marine life. More details at srnnews.com.